Chazar Zechin Eshabach Chesuk Shalach from Yehudim Tachtik Subas Daf Chavav. Zuckmer Rice says, just as Truma establishes one as a Kohen, Maaser Rishon does as well. However, one who gets Truma under the auspices of Bezdin is not established as a Kohen. Shechmer Maaser Rishon belongs to a Levi. Marissa the Bryce is following Rabbi Lozer ben Azariah, who says a Maaser may be given to a Kohen as well. Shechmer, but he says he can also be given to a Kohen, not that it only may be given to a Kohen. Marissa is referring to after the times when Ezra penalized the Levim and said that Maaser should only be given to a Kohen. Shechmer, how can we establish a Kohen based on his getting Maaser? Maybe the person happened to give it to a Levi, even though you shouldn't have based on Ezra's penalty. Rav Chisa said the case where a person's father was a Kohen, but there were rumors that the person's mother was a divorcee or a chalutza. If he then gets Maaser, so we can establish him as a proper Kohen, because Maaser would not be given to one who is not a proper Kohen or Levi. If getting Truma under Bezdin doesn't create a Chazaka, what will? Rav Sheisha said that the case is where the son of a Kohen is rumored to have had a mother who was a divorcee, a chalutza, and then this son then took a share with his brothers of the Truma of their father's estate under the auspices of Bezdin. Such a taking does not establish him as a proper Kohen. In fact, Pshita, he just got it as a Yerusha. He can sell it. Tamar said, we would think that since the other brothers took it, will eat the Truma, we can assume that this guy also, when he took it, he's taking it to eat it, and therefore he must be as a Kohen, a valid Kohen. The Braisa teaches that we don't assume that because maybe he just takes it to sell his share of the Truma. He'll sell it to a Kohen and take the money. In fact, Rav Shimon Gamliel seems to be saying the same thing as Rabbi Elazar. We can't say that they argue with regard to how many people need to testify to be considered a rumor, because Rabbi Yochanan said everyone agrees that a rumor has no effect unless it's made by two people. Rav said the case is where the son of a Kohen was rumored to come from a mother who was a divorcee or chalutza, and based on that, Bezdin demoted him from his status as a Kohen. Then a single witness came and said the person was truly a valid Kohen, and Bezdin reestablished him based on that. Then two witnesses came and said his mother was a divorcee, a chalutza, and Bezdin again disqualified him. Then a single witness came and said he's a valid Kohen. All agree that we may combine the testimony of the two single witnesses, thereby creating two witnesses. The issue is whether we would do that and embarrass Bezdin by making them promote this person again and going back and having to change their psak. But Lazar says we do not promote him again for that reason. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says that we do promote him and we're not concerned for the embarrassment of Bezdin. Rashi asks, Rabbi Elazar should even hold this way if the two witnesses came together and there were two against two. Rashi said it must be that the machlekes is whether we can combine the two single witnesses as being a pair of witnesses. Rabbi Elazar says that they are not combined. Rav Shimon Gamliel says they are combined. We find this in machlekes among Tanaim and Abraisa as well. Zok the Mishnah, if a woman is imprisoned by goyim based on a monetary matter, she remains mutter to her husband. If they imprisoned her based on a capital crime, she's also to her husband, because we're concerned that she ultimately was mezana with them willingly somewhat, and thereby becomes also to her husband. Zok the Gemara of Shmuel Bar Yisrael, in the name of Rav, said if she is imprisoned on monetary matters, she's only mutter if the Yidin rule over the goyim. However, if the goyim rule, they fear nothing, and we have to be concerned that they will be mezana with her even then, and she may ultimately be mezana somewhat willingly, and would therefore be also to her husband. Rav asked, the Mishnah says that a Jewish girl who was once pledged to Goyim and Ashkelon for a loan and given to them when the loan was not repaid, her family stayed away from her as if she was violated, even though witnesses testified that she was not violated. The Chum said to the family, if you believe the witnesses to say that she was given over to Goyim, you have to believe them also to say that she was not violated. And if you don't believe them that she was not violated, you shouldn't believe them that she was given over to Goyim either. Now, Ashkelon is a place with a Goyim rule, and yet the Mishnah suggests that we would only be concerned when she was pledged and therefore given over willingly, but not when she was in prison against her will. This would mean that a woman in prison for a monetary matter against her will is assumed not to have been violated even when the goyim rule. Mar said the Mishnah's ruling would be the same if she was in prison against her will, but the story as told in the Mishnah happened where she happened to have been pledged and given over willingly. Another version of Rava is that he brought the Mishnah as a proof that presumably without witnesses we would assume that she was violated whether she was pledged or in prison against her will. The Gemara says it's not a proof because it may be that the case of where she is pledged is treated differently because she was given over willingly. Others bring this Mishnah as a contradiction to our Mishnah, and Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak answers the contradiction by saying that our Mishnah is discussing where the Yidin rule. And that's why, for a monetary matter, we need not be concerned that she was violated. And the other Mishnah is discussing where the Goyim rule, and that's why we are concerned. The Mishnah said, Al Yidei Nefasha is Asura. Rav said, this refers to the wives of thieves who are hanged, and therefore people are very free to violate their wives. Levi said, this refers to the wives of murderers. Chizkiah said, this is only once they actually were sentenced to death. Rabbi Yochanan said, this is even if they were not yet sentenced to death.